Please be seated.
大家请坐。
I'm happy to be here this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够在这里。
The choir sang beautifully.
我们的诗班献的诗那么的美妙。
And I'm especially thankful that nobody applauded.
我也很感谢主没有任何人鼓掌。
Because sometimes we feel like it's a performance.
因为有时候我们想这是一个表演。
But it isn't a performance.
但这不是个表演。
It is a sacrifice to God.
这是向神献的祭。
And you remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees.
你还记不记得耶稣向法利赛人所说的话？
They have received their reward on earth, they will get no more in heaven.
他们若在地上得到他们的报偿，他们在天上就再没有报酬。
It is a good reminder for those of us who want to learn how to serve God.
这是一个对我们想要侍奉神的人很好的提醒。
Because we don't expect any reward really on earth.
因为我们不计较地上的报酬。
And this morning I'm happy that my wife is here with me.
今天早上我很高兴我的太太能够跟我在这里。
Because usually she won't come with me.
因为通常她都不跟我一起来的。
She wants to go to her church for the choir.
因为她想要在自己的教会的诗班里头献诗。
But because of the snow, she was afraid to drive this morning.
但是今天早上因为下雪的缘故，她害怕自己开车。
And so I have to be more serious this morning.
所以我今天早上我要比较严肃一点。
I've already cracked a few jokes.
虽然我已经开了一些玩笑。
Now I want to, there's something that's been on my mind for this past year.
在过去的一年当中，有些事情在一直在我的脑海里头。
I realized that from the songs we sang this morning.
我意识到从我们今天早上所献的诗。
And the words we read from the Bible.
还有我们今天早上我们圣经所读的经文。
There is something that's so very clear to me.
这有一些事情是很明显的。
That it is God's word that we are reading.
这是神的话我们所读的。
If it were not, there wouldn't be such a unity in everything we say.
如果不是神的话，我们就不会这么一致的来一起来诉说。
Because the songs and the words in the Bible, they all tie in together.
因为所有的诗歌所有的经文他们都是联系成一体的。
And so I'm sure the song leader didn't know what the message was going to be exactly this morning.
因为我相信这个带领诗班的人他不知道我们今天所讲的信息到底是怎么样。
But yet it talks about the risen Lord, the crucified Christ.
但是这个诗歌讲到复活的主上十字架的主。
The choir sang about our fortress and our hope.
诗班献诗也唱到我们的力量，我们的山寨。
And the song leader mentioned his grandmother.
我们带领诗歌的弟兄他提到他的祖母。
And there is a verse in the message about how our lives are in God's hands.
在我们今天的信息里头也讲到我们的生命是如何是掌握在神的手里。
And so someone can come to Christ in her 90s and it is not too late.
所以有人能够到九十几岁还能够接受主，这是还不嫌晚的。
But someone who doesn't come in their 20s may be too late.
但是有些人他们如果在二十岁的时候还没有接受主，也许已经太晚了。
Because our lives are in God's hands.
因为我们的生命是在神的手里。
And I'm talking about the patience of God this morning.
今天早上我要提到神对我们的忍耐。
It is one of the main reasons that I came to Christ.
这也是我能够接受主的一个重要的原因。
Because through my understanding of his patience for me.
因为我意识到他对我的忍耐。
Because I have lied to God.
因为我对神撒谎。
I have made promises I never kept.
我向神许下承诺我也没有办法来实现。
But through it all I know that God has waited for me.
但是经历这许多我知道神一直在等待我。
Christians emphasize God's love,grace and forgiveness all the time.
基督徒一直是强调神的爱、恩典和他的赦免。
But I think sometimes we are more hesitant to talk about sin and punishment.
但是有时候我们比较犹豫来谈这个罪和这个惩罚。
But that's interesting because if there was no sin, there would be no need for forgiveness.
但是这很有趣的就是如果没有罪恶，我们就不需要赦免。
And some people say, why doesn't God just forgive everybody?
但有些人问为什么神不赦免所有的人
If he does, there wouldn't be any hell. There would be no need for punishment.
如果他赦免所有的人就不需要有惩罚也不需要有地狱。
But then he wouldn't be a just God.
如果是这样的话他就不是一个公义的神。
A just God has to punish sin.
一个公义的神他必须要处罚罪恶。
But a patient God waits and gives us second, third chances to repent.
但是一个忍耐的神他给我们第二、第三次机会 让我们能够悔改。
So I'm not exaggerating when I say that we are here this morning only because of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天能够来到这边是因为耶稣基督的原因，这不是不是夸张的。
I'm not saying because he gave us air to breathe, that's why we're here.
我并不是说因为他给我们空气呼吸我们才会在这里。
Because there's a very clear verse in the Bible when people ask Jesus, why did these innocent people die?
因为在圣经里头有些人问耶稣为什么这些人会死亡呢？
Jesus' answer was basically, there is no innocent person. Everyone dies unless they repent.
耶稣他的回答就是没有任何人他是无辜的，所有的人都要死。
And so you and I are here today because God is giving us a chance to repent.
我们今天能够在这边是因为神给我们机会让我们悔改。
Because you and I sin every day.
因为我们彼此我们都常常每天都会犯罪。
If God says your time's up, I'm not going to forgive you, then we're dead.
如果说神说时间到了我不要赦免你们，那我们就死亡。
But because we said Jesus is the great high priest,
但是因为我们说耶稣他是那个 大祭司
and he's always praying for God to give us time.
他一直在神面前向我们祈求，为我们祈求给我们更多的时间。
And so because God is just, he will punish one day.
因为神他是公义的神，他有一天他是要处罚的。
But because God is loving, he's given us a way out already.
但是因为神他是充满慈爱的神，他给我们一条出路。
So we shouldn't have the attitude that God will forgive us.That's his job.
所以我们不应该抱这样的态度说神会赦免我们，因为这是他的事情。
Because even though forgiveness is free to us, it didn't come cheap to God.
虽然这个赦免对我们来说是免费的，我们白白得到，但是这并不是廉价的。
Every living thing needs love.
所有的活的东西它都需要爱。
You notice some people talk to their plants.
你们有没有注意到有些人对他的植物讲话？
Everything needs love.
所以每样事情都需要爱。
But I think we need one thing more than love. We need forgiveness.
但是我们不仅仅需要爱，我们还需要赦免。
We need forgiveness on a daily basis.
我们每天都需要赦免。
I think if my wife didn't forgive me, she wouldn't be here today.
我想如果我太太没有原谅我的话，她今天就不会在这里。
Because we do things every day that sin against each other.
因为我们每天都做事彼此能够犯错。
So the most essential truth this morning is God's forgiveness.
所以今天早上我们要谈的最重要的事情就是神的赦免。
Now the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke 7 times on the cross.
在圣经上记载耶稣他在十字架上说了7句话。
I want to pick on the first things he said and the last words he spoke.
我要举就是他第一句跟最后一句所讲的话。
The first words he spoke.
他第一句所讲的话。
It first says, when they came to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
到了一个地方名叫独楼地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
These are not new words to you.
这些对你们来说不是新的。
But they are precious words.
但是这些是非常宝贵的话语。
Did Jesus actually ask God to forgive them because they were ignorant?
耶稣是不是向神求赦免是因为他们不知道呢？
Because he said they didn't know what they're doing.
因为他说他们所做的他们不晓得。
What did he mean?
他到底什么意思呢？
Quite often Jesus said and did things that surprised everyone.
常常耶稣说他们
surprised everyone.
耶稣说
the things he said and did always surprised people.
耶稣他常常他所说所做常常让人感到惊讶。
Instead of hating them for torturing him, he wanted to forgive them.
他没有因着他们对他的折磨来恨他们，而且他要原谅他们。
But in the Greek, it isn't exactly forgiveness.
但是在希腊文里头，它并不是真的是代表原谅这个意思。
Because I think God doesn't force someone to accept forgiveness if they don't want it.
因为神他并不强迫一些人来接受他的赦免，即使他们不愿意得到。
Would God say to those who were yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him"? Would He say, "I'm going to forgive you whether you want it or not"?
当神对那些人说要钉他十字架，钉他十字架，这些人，他难道他要给他们赦免，即使他们不愿意吗
？The truth about the Bible is that Jesus died for our sins, but we can accept it or we can reject it.
所以 耶稣他为我们死在十字架上，我们是可以接受，我们也可以拒绝。
It is free to anyone who wants it.
这个对所有需要的人都是免费的。
But we are not forced to accept it.
但是我们并没有被逼迫来强迫来接受它。
You can tell even on the two crosses next to Jesus, one went to heaven, one did not.
你可以看到在他旁边两个强盗，一个上了天堂，一个没有。
One asked, one did not.
一个他有 要求，但是另外一个没有。
Jesus didn't say, well, just because you're here today, both of you are coming with me.
耶稣并没有说，因为你们两个今天都跟我同在这边，你们一起跟我上天堂。
I don't think Jesus excuses ignorance.
我不认为耶稣他会原谅无知。
If you are driving on the HOV lane, on the diamond lane, and you say, I didn't know it's before 7, would they forgive you?
如果 你开在那个多层载的那个道路，你说我不知道这个是在七点以前，然后他们会原谅你吗？
Does it matter?
这一点关系都没有。
According to the law, ignorance is not bliss.
因为根据法律来说，无知并不代表幸福。
Many years after the crucifixion, this is what Peter said.
在很多年以后，耶稣上十字架很多年以后，约翰这么说。
He says, "Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance."As did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what had been foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Your sins will be wiped out only if you turn to God.
他说弟兄们我晓得你们这么做你们做这事是出于不知你们的官长也是如此但神曾借众先知的口预言基督将要受害就这样应验了所以你们当悔改归正使你们的罪得以涂抹。
If we don't feel we need it, we won't repent, we won't be forgiven.
我们如果不觉得我们需要我们就不会悔改然后我们就不会得到赦免。
Some people even say that it was God's will that Jesus die for the sins of the world.
有些人也说这是神的旨意耶稣必须要为世人死在十字架上。
So that those who crucified Jesus were actually doing God's will.
所以那些钉耶稣十字架的人实际上是在执行神的旨意。
So those who crucified Jesus should be forgiven.
所以那些钉耶稣十字架的人他们应该得到赦免。
Because in their own way they were fulfilling God's plan.
所以在某个层面来说他们是在执行神的旨意。
But this is blasphemy.
但是这是亵渎神的事。
Because they were not doing God's will, they were doing Satan's will.
因为他们不是在执行神的旨意，他们是在执行撒旦的旨意。
Was Judas doing God's will?
犹大他是在执行神的旨意吗
？No, he wasn't.
不是的。
But would God have forgiven him?
但是神会不会原谅犹大呢
？Yes, if he didn't go out to hang himself.
是的，如果他不是出去上吊自杀的话。
According to Peter.
根据彼得说
God took their crime and transformed it into a way to forgive us.
神
God used their crime to transform it into a way for our forgiveness.
神借着他们所犯的过错变成我们得到赦免的一个途径 一个办法。
That doesn't mean it's because of what human beings did, but because of what God did.
这并不是因为人所做的而是因为神所做的。
They crucified Jesus.
他们钉耶稣十字架。
There is no way to say this was the will of God.
这我们不能讲这是神的旨意。
It would be the same as saying, to give thanks in all things, we would give thanks to God for murder and for cancer.
就好像说我们要在所有事情上，为所有事情上感谢神，就好像我们要为神，为这个谋杀，为这个犯罪向神献上感谢。
God doesn't say give thanks for all things. God says give thanks.In all things, there is a big difference.
神并没有说为一切的事情献上感谢，神是说为我们在所有的事情里面，我们所经历的，我们要献感谢给神。
You don't give thanks for someone being sick.
你不会为着某些人生病献感谢给神。
But in the sickness, you thank God because He still loves us.
因为但是在这个疾病当中，你感谢神，因为他还爱我们。
Because God says He causes.All things to work together for good.
因为神说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And I always say all things includes good and bad things.
所以这在万事包括了好事跟坏事。
Even though the crucifixion is a bad thing, it turned out good for us today.
虽然钉十字架是个坏事，但是今天对我们来说变成是个好事。
But God says there is no excuse.
但是神说这没有借口。
Not even for not accepting his existence.
即使不接受他的他的存在，这不是一个借口。
Because you see, it says here, no excuse whatsoever, none at all.
他说这边是无可推诿的。
We can see.
我们可以明明的可以看到的。
If God doesn't think we can see, would He say that?
如果神不认为我们能够看到，他会这么样说吗
？I think it's a powerful verse.
我觉得这是一个非常有力的一段经文。
Because God says you should know.
因为神说你应该知道
Just from looking around you.
就你们我们四周我们到处看看
You should know I exist.
你应该知道我是存在的
You will not know Jesus by looking at the world, but you will know God exists.
你不知道你看这个世界你不知道耶稣但是你知道这个神是存在的
And because you know God exists, you find Jesus in his word.
因为你知道神是存在所以你就能够找到耶稣和他的话语
Because this book was written so many years apart by so many different people and still it all holds together
因为这本书是经过许多的年代有许多人一起著作而且他们是非常的联合一致的
So the secret is in the word that Jesus used forgive them
所以这个奥秘就是在耶稣所说的这一句话原谅他们
The word forgive is translated from many different Greek words
在这个希腊原谅这个字它翻译有许多的不同的翻译
There are many different shades of meaning
有很多不同层次的意思
One meaning is to wipe out completely
有一个事情是完全的涂抹
That means a debt has been paid in full That's why you say your debt is forgiven
这也表示说你的债完全被赦免
But there is the word that Jesus used in this sentence in Greek is aphai I me
但是在有些地方耶稣所说的这个字它是希腊文这是讲阿非阿密
It means to let go
这代表放下
To leave alone
我们不管
And not to judge at that moment
在当时我们不审判
And so what Jesus really meant was God hold off your anger and do not destroy them now
所以耶稣他的真正的意思是说神啊求你忍住你的愤怒不要在这边毁灭他们
Give them a chance to repent
给他们一个悔改的机会
Do not punish them immediately
不要马上处罚他们
It is a form of forgiveness
这是一种原谅是一种赦免的方式
But it is conditioned on our response
但是这个条件是在我们的回应
If you look at this verse it uses the same word
如果你们看这一段经文它是用同样的字
Let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me It doesn't mean forgive the children Leave them alone, give them access
就是让小孩子到我这边来不要禁止他们
Because the disciples were trying to keep them from coming to Jesus
因为这些门徒他们不想要让这些小孩子来接近耶稣
What is interesting is at the cross the Roman soldiers also used the same word
这个在耶稣在十字架上这个罗马兵丁他们也用了同样的字
Aphai me But it says leave him alone and see if Elijah comes to help him
他们在讲说就且等着看以利亚来救他不来
They didn't mean forgive Jesus There's nothing to forgive him for
他们并不代表说我们要赦免耶稣因为那在那里没有一点赦免的含义
So now you understand when Jesus says forgive them He is asking for God to delay judgment
所以在这边我们知道耶稣他讲到赦免他们在这边耶稣的意思是说请求神来忍住他的愤怒迟延他的审判
And I'm happy and you should be happy because God is delaying judgment That's why we're here today
你我都应该高兴因为神他迟延了他的审判
Because you will see later God made a lot of good promises
因为我们知道神对我们有许多的应许
But God also promised to destroy the world one day
但是神他也应许了他有一天他要毁灭这个世界
That's also a promise
这也是一个应许
Destroy because of its evil
他要毁灭是因为这是个邪恶的
In order to build a new heaven and a new earth
他为着要创造一个新天新地
But he hasn't done it yet
但是他还没有这样做
Because Jesus is praying
因为耶稣为我们祈求
Father forgive them for they know not what they do
父啊求你赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
I just thought of a good example the other day of how we really don't know what we're doing
我想到一个例子我们可以做这样例子我们真的不知道我们所做的
Think of a loved one that you argue with at home
想想你们在家里跟你一个你所爱的一个人有这种口角。
When you argue, do you argue to win or argue to lose?
当你在有口角的时候，你是想要赢还是想要输呢？
You always want to win the argument.
你一直想要能够得胜。
But when you win the argument, do you actually win or do you lose?
但是你口角胜利了，你是真正胜利还是输了呢？
You've lost.
你还是输了。
Because the person hates you when you win.
因为那个人因着你赢，他恨你。
What's winning?
所以这个赢到底代表什么呢？
We don't know what we're doing.
我们不知道我们所做的。
We think we know what we're doing.
我们认为我们知道我们做的。
Jesus knows we don't know what we're doing.
耶稣知道我们不知道我们所做的。
But we're not forgiven because we're ignorant.
但是我们并不是因为我们无知得到赦免。
We are forgiven because the God that I know is a patient God.
我们能够得到赦免，因为我知道我们所认识的神，他是个忍耐的神。
For years and years, I says, God, if you don't let me die because I took too much drugs tonight, I will go to church this Sunday. And I didn't go for 5 years after I said it.
我一直跟神祷告说，神啊，如果今天晚上你不让我吸毒过多死亡的话，我明天我就上教会。但是我这样讲了五年都没有去。
God is patient.
神他是很有耐心。
When Jesus prayed that prayer on the cross, the first words on the cross, God held back his wrath.
当耶稣第一句在十字架上因着他所说的话，神就忍住他的愤恨。
Instead of asking things like, why is there 911? Why is there a 9/11?
我们常常问为什么会有这个911的事情。
Why are there earthquakes? Why are there tsunamis? Why are there all these catastrophes?
有地震，为什么海啸，这么多的天灾人祸。
Jesus gave the answer to those questions.
耶稣也为这些事情给了我们解释。
He says, look at yourself.
他说你们看看自己。
Unless you repent, you will perish too.
如果你不悔改，你也会毁灭。
And so here is this wonderful prayer by David.
所以在这边有一个大卫一个很好的祷告。
My times are in your hands.
那安舒的日子就必。
Here,
我终身的事在你手中。
My times means my life, everything.
我终身的事代表一切的事。
You could be 20.
你也许是二十岁。
You could be 90.
你也许是九十岁。
All of our times are in God's hands.
我们所有的时间都在神的手里。
And this is the part about Jesus we should remember.
这是耶稣我们所要应该记着的事情。
That he remains a priest forever. His priesthood will never end. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save everyone who comes to God through him. He lives forever to do what? To plead with God on my behalf and your behalf.
因为耶稣他是永远长存，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
This is very practical theology.
这是非常实际的神学。
There is a news magazine that says, "Here is news you can use."
在这个某些新闻杂志，他讲说这个新闻你可以使用的。
Because I know there's a lot of news that's useless, you can't use.
因为有很多的新闻你都没办法使用，因为它没有用。
This is news we can use.
这个是我们可以使用的。
Because Jesus is praying when I mess up.
这因为当我犯了错，耶稣替我代祷。
But then the next step is to repent and accept forgiveness.
但是下一步就是我们必须要悔改，而且我们要接受他的赦免。
Because that's what Peter said. They were ignorant, but if they repent, God forgives.
这就是彼得所说，因为他们无知，但是只要他们悔改，耶稣就会赦免他们。
And so we know why some innocent people die.
所以我们知道为什么有些无辜的人他们死亡。
And yet some evil people prosper.
那为什么有些邪恶的人他们非常的兴旺？
Because the Bible tells us he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust too.
因为圣经上讲到他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And so when we do wrong, God is still waiting for us.
所以当我们犯过的时候，神还是等待我们。
And God can't grant every prayer that's given to him.
神对所有的祈祷他都没办法应允。
Because he has his own will.
因为他有他自己的旨意。
Because if someone prays for rain and someone prays for sunshine, who gets the rain, who gets the sunshine?
因为有的人祈祷要出太阳，有的人祈祷要下雨，那是谁得到太阳，谁得到雨呢？
The farmer in Texas needs rain.
在德州的农人他需要雨。
People in Seattle don't need any more rain.
在西雅图的人不需要更多的雨。
But God knows what we need.
但是神知道我们所需要的。
God is waiting.
神他在等待。
God doesn't force you to accept His forgiveness.
神也不强迫我们来得到他的赦免。
But I have accepted it, have you?
但是我已经接受他的赦免。
Every day is a new day, Jesus says.
耶稣说每一天都是新的日子。
We come to him every morning.
我们每早来到他的面前。
But we do have to believe in the crucifixion.
但是我们必须要相信十字架。
Now let's go to the last words Jesus said.
让我们看到耶稣他所说的最后一句话。
When he received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished.
当他得到当耶稣尝了那醋就说成了。
So you see just now in the song it says it is done, same thing.
所以我们听到这首歌他说成了，这是同样的事情。
But in English it sounds a little weird.
但是在英文 这翻译起来有点奇怪。
Because he says it is finished, like it's all over, my life is finished.
他说他这 finish 代表都好像完了的意思。
But actually, to telestai finish means it is completely completed, all totally done.
但是在希腊原文意思，它是讲到完全的成就的意思。
He has completed the work God gave him.
他已经成就了神所交代他做的事情。
It would be like a servant saying to his master, "I fulfilled my obligations totally."
就好像一个仆人跟他的主人讲说：“你交代我的事情，我完全的做到了。”
Look at what Jesus says. I glorified you on earth by completing down to the very last detail what you assigned me to do.
我们看耶稣怎么样跟神。怎么样来跟神说？他说：“你所交代我的事情，我所有的，我的一切，我都办到了。”
Jesus had chosen the disciples; he had trained them.
耶稣他选择了他门徒，而且训练他们。
Because of his sacrifice, we no longer bring sheep and goats into the church to sacrifice to God.
因为耶稣所为我们献的祭，我们今天向神献祭，我们不再需要牛羊。
Because he is the perfect sacrifice.
因为他就是那完全的祭。
And so, because he completed his work.
因为他完全成就了他所做的工作。
So, from the forgiveness of God, I want to go move now to what work do we have to do?
所以从神的赦免，我现在讲到说我们所需要做的事情。
There was a prophet that kept telling people to repent, repent, repent.
在先知常常一直在跟我们讲说，我们必须要悔改，悔改，悔改。
John the Baptist's main message was repentance.
施洗约翰他主要的信息也是叫我们悔改。
Jesus came, he also said repent.
耶稣来，他也说悔改。
But someone said to this prophet, "Why bother to tell people to repent? Nobody's even paying attention to you."
但是有的人对这些先知讲说，你为什么要跟人家传讲悔改信息？没有人听你们。
You've heard the answer before. He says, "I've got to keep saying it so I don't forget."
你们听到这个，他也是，他说我必须要一直不断的讲这个悔改，所以不让我自己忘掉。
Because we don't know how much time we have.
因为我们不知道我们所剩下的时间有多少。
Because this is the verse I mentioned before. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Second Peter.
彼得后书三章九节，他在这边讲到，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都得救。
This is the bad promise I talked to you about. This is the promise that says he will destroy.
这就是神所说他要毁灭一切的这个应许。
But he's not doing it yet because he's waiting.
但是他现在还没有实现，因为他在等待。
Look at how people finish their work in the Bible. It says this about Moses in Exodus.
我们来看在圣经里头人们怎么做他们的工作，在出埃及记里头记载。
Then he hung the curtains forming the courtyard around the tabernacle and the altar, and he set up the curtain at the entrance of the courtyard, so at last Moses finished the work. It takes effort.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院锥，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
And then in Acts chapter 13 it says, For when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. When your work is done, you get to sleep.
所以在使徒行传也记载，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
This is how they glorified God.
这是他们怎么样来荣耀神。
If we ever wonder, how do I glorify God by doing the work he's given us?
如果我们要知道怎么样来荣耀神，就是完成他所交代我们做的事情。
But to do God's work takes commitment.
但是要做神交代我们做的事情，我们必须要有这样的付出。
How much risk are we willing to take?
我们愿意承担多少的风险？
Because this verse tells us.
因为这一段经文跟我们讲。
If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place.
因为此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this?
你和你父家必致灭亡，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
I like this verse.
我很喜欢这段经文。
Because it doesn't mean you have to be a king or a queen.
这因为这不表示你必须要是一个国王或皇后。
It says, how do you know you were not put here for just this purpose?
你怎么知道你不是为了今天这个机会被放在这里？
Someone else can always do the work.
别人总有别人来做这些工作。
God is not wringing his hands in heaven saying, I've run out of workers, what am I going to do?
神并没有在天上，他很着急说，我已经没有事情做，我怎么办？
But Esther reminds us.
但是以斯帖他提醒了我们。
You take it or you can reject it.
你可以接受，你也可以拒绝。
Easter was last Sunday.
上礼拜是复活节。
What do you think about the resurrection?
我们对这个复活怎么想？
Let me close today's message with this story about a remarkable life.
让我今天用这个非常了不起的人的这个故事来做一个结束。
His name was Celino Lukhu.
这个人叫做Lionel Lukhu.
He was born in British Guiana in 1914.
他是在1914年在这个英国属地盖亚纳生。
He came from a whole family of attorneys.
他的家里都每个人都是做律师的。
But his grandfather started out as a slave.
但是他的祖父开始呢，他是做一个奴隶。
He had his own smart idea of becoming a doctor. He didn't want to be like everybody else in his family.
他小时候他想当一个医生，他并不想像其他的人一样。
He went to England to medical school and he fainted at the sight of blood.
他到英国上这个医学院，但是他看到血他就昏倒了。
He says God wants me to be a lawyer.
他说想说神一定是想要我当律师。
There is blood in court but you don't see it.
这个在这个法庭里头看不到血。
He became British Guiana's first high commissioner.
他变成他当时盖亚纳第一个高级的外交专员。
But the amazing thing is, at the very same time, he was also the High Commissioner of Barbados.
但是很奇异的事情就是，他同时他也是这个巴贝多的外交高级官。
So his official car had two different flags on it.
所以他官方的车子他有两面旗子。
And every time he went to an official banquet, they set two places for him instead of one.
所以他每次参加这种外交的宴席，人家为他准备了两个座位。
But he broke a world record and he's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
而且他在吉尼斯记录里头他破了一个记录。
He is the world's most successful lawyer, even though you haven't heard of him.
他是世界上最成功的一个律师，虽然你们没有听过。
Because he obtained 245 successive murder charge acquittals. He didn't lose a case for 245 times in court.
他的记录就是他成功的为245个被控谋杀罪的人辩护成功。他245个他从来没有失败过。
He was raised as a nominal Christian.
他从小他是一个这个名义上的一个基督徒。
He became rich and successful.
他变成一个富有而且成功的人。
He owned horse stables, restaurants, vacation homes all over the world.
他有养了许多马，还有他拥有许多的餐馆，还有一些度假的地方。
But he had a vacuum. He said inside he was empty.
他说他里头他觉得他有一个真空，他是非常虚空的。
Luckily for him, a Christian woman kept inviting him to gospel meetings.
但是很幸运的就是有一个基督徒的姐妹一直不断邀请他到这个福音的聚会。
The first time he went to the gospel meeting, he accepted Jesus Christ.
第一次他参加这个福音聚会，他就接受了耶稣基督。
Then he started a gospel mission immediately after his retirement.
然后在他退休以后，他马上就开始了一个福音宣道的机构。
Now since he was a high commissioner himself, he says, "Now I'm an ambassador for Christ."
所以因为他以前做过这种高级的外交专员，所以他现在讲说他是基督的大使。
The thing that caught my attention about him,
这引起我注意，关于他引起我注意的这些事情是
because he wrote in a book.
因为他写一本书。
He's humble.
他也很谦卑。
He says, I've spent more than 42 years as a defense trial lawyer.
他说我过去42年我是做这个辩护的律师。
I have been fortunate to secure a number of successes, 245, in jury trials that I say unequivocally the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, leaving no room for doubt.
在这本书他讲到说我很幸运的在过去能够在大审团的审判中为人辩护成功他总共有245个成功的这个记录然后他说我可以明确的说耶稣基督的复活的证据是铁证如山他使我们毋庸置疑的必须接受这个事实
Sometimes I want to be careful about using these examples.
那有时候我举这个例子我必须要很小心
It's not as if we have to believe this guy's word for it.
这并不是我们必须就是单单要信这个人所说的话。
But it helps us to understand.
但是它帮助我们了解。
It is just not superstitious people.
因为我们不是迷信的人。
It is just not people who aren't scientific thinking people.
这也不是表示这些人他们不是有这种科学头脑的人。
Or legal minds who depend on evidence to win cases.
他这个因为他法律头脑的关系他完全是要讲究证据。
But it helps us, does it not?
但是这个帮助我们。
That there is a reason to believe in the resurrection.
这个就是代表说我们相信复活是有个原因的。
2000 years ago.
2000年以前。
Does it matter to you and I today?
这个对我们今天是不是也有关系呢？
Remember that Jesus prayed on the cross.
我们记住耶稣他在十字架上的祷告。
Because of that prayer, God is waiting.
因着那个祷告，神他在等待。
God has given you and I a chance to be part of His plan of salvation.
神给了我们这样的机会，成为他救赎计划里头的一份子。
So when there is time for repentance,
当我们现在还有时间来悔改的时候，
one, there is also time for us who have repented to participate in His work.
当我们还这些已经悔改，还有时间能够为他做工的时候，
Remember what Jesus said.
我们记得耶稣所说的话。
I glorified the Father on earth because I finished the work He gave me.
他说我能够荣耀在天上的父，因为我成就了他所交代我做的事情。
I believe that God has given you work and has given me work.
我也相信神给你我都有工作。
And because the Bible is so unified,
也是因为圣经是非常的一致的。
I'm praying that God will help me to write my dissertation and make it unified too.
我也祈求神能够让我写论文的时候能够非常的一致。
Because the hard thing about writing something is it makes sense from beginning to end.
因为写不管写作最难的事就是从头到尾要一致。
If it doesn't connect together, it's nonsense.
如果他没办法头尾一致的话，他就是没有用的。
But God's work and God's word are all connected.
但是神的话，他总是永远都是一致的。
Let us glorify Him.
让我们能够来为他能够来荣耀他。
Let us pray.